Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is March 11th, 2022, Friday, and we're here for the Salat Jumma for the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. For the first half hour, 25 minutes or so, we will play a recording, chapter 18, surah 18 of the Quran, titled El-Kaf. El-Kaf means the cave. It is the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, he encouraged to read chapter 18. In about 25 minutes, we will pause for the first adhan, the first call to prayer. And then about at 2, soon thereafter, very soon thereafter, we had the second call, and we will begin the khutbah. We have a special guest today, Imam Mujahideen Muhammad. He's from Philadelphia, but he's from New Jersey, and we're looking forward to hearing our brother today. But for the time being, we will begin to play the recording, chapter 18. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَّدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَّقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوْ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, They tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
and naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If He took them to task now for what they earn, He would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term.
حي على الصلاة
Hayyu ala al-salam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, the Demon. The praise belongs to Allah, the God and Father, cherish the fame of all the sisters of knowledge, the Most Benefactor, the Most Redeemer. We ask the choice of blessings upon Muhammad, the Son of the Prophet, upon his family, upon the righteous, upon the companions, upon the rest of all the Father's family. We greet you all to be the peace. As-salamu alaykum. And Jumma Mubarak. We're thankful to Allah for allowing us another day to take off from our business and our economics for the remembrance of Allah. We ask Allah to guide our thoughts, to guide our tongues, to give us a bit of our shortcomings and misdeeds. And we ask Allah to give us added strength in these times of uncertainty, in these times of distinction between right and wrong, that we always be able to choose the right one, inshallah. Today we'd like to address you all reflecting on Surah Ar-Rahman, the Merciful Benefactor, in connection with our topic, cultivating the soul, cultivating the human life, or cultivating the community. But before we do that, we want to just reflect on these words in relation to our thinking. These were given by the Muhammad in reference to the Satan. Where is the Satan first? Where does he begin? We know in the Quran, there's an ayah that says that Allah addressing the angels, that I make it in the earth a khalifa. And he asked those who were present to bow down to this model. And we know that they all bow down except him. For that he refused, and then he became those who rejected the shirk. This scene or this vision or this picture that Allah presents to us in the Quran is something that's in every one of us. Every one of us, we're going to be faced with decision-making scenarios, we're going to be faced with responsibility where we're going to have to decide between what is the best way and what is the way we may favor or the way we may want to do it. And Allah gives us this picture and many pictures in the Quran to show us how our mind thinks, how our mind operates. It gives us a little more understanding. Satan, where was Satan? Where was he in the beginning? He was in the garden, in your best hopes, in your best dreams, in your best life. You want to go to your garden. He is there to kick you out of it. He is there, or he wants to get you out of your garden, the garden of yours for his commercial interest. Where is his attack? He comes to you, he comes at you, your rational mind, to confuse you, tying you up so you won't think straight. And he takes you off the course so you won't be reared or cultivated by God, the one who created you. So he wants to deny us. He comes at us in our thinking to make us think we are supposed to think on our own, saying, don't be afraid to think on your own. You can live like God, like angels. What is this? The question is that. Part of man's rational mind is addressed here. So we just want to bring that to our attention. The thinking human beings, we have the free will to decide to submit our will to the will of Allah. Every other creation, every other created matter is already clocked in its nature, obedience, submission, conformity to its pattern. It is the human being with our intellect that has the capacity to choose, to make decisions. So we want to be very careful as we read the Quran, as we live our life, to not allow shaitan to distract us from our destiny, which is to become caliph. the custodian of the earth. And we know our first earth that we're responsible for is our body. So we have to take care of our body. We have to take care of what we watch, what we touch, where we walk. And then consequently our responsibility, our family, and our environment. And Surah Ar-Rahman, it reads, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But we seek refuge from Allah, from Shaitan and the Jinn. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. That the beneficent, the merciful, benefit, this term Ar-Rahman, it has reference to the mercy that we get from all the benefits in creation. And we know Ar-Rahim is connected to the mercy that we get after Allah restores us with revelation. So those two mercies, the mercy of creation and the mercy of revelation. He made known the Quran, Allama al-Quran. He taught the Quran. Khalaq al-Insan, he has created the man. And this al-Insan is the socially evolved man. This is the man that comes after revelation. Allam al-Bayan, he has taught the clear evidence for the balance. This man, this second man, or this man after revelation, that's modeled after revelation, is the model man. Is the man that we are to establish our life upon. We know in previous scripture it gives us the man of Adam, alayhi salam, praise and peace be upon him, as one who made an error, who slipped. He slipped because he got caught up in his own thinking, his own rationale, trying to figure things out without checking to see if it's in accordance with the law, to see if it's in accordance with creation. And so revelation comes to enlighten us of our own errors that we have made in our lifetime, and even in our parent generation and those forefathers before us. Revelation comes to reassure us that Allah is always present, that He's Ar-Rahman. There was a hadith reported by the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, by Umar ibn Khattab, said that the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, said, when Adam committed a mistake, or when Adam committed the mistake, he said, O Lord, I ask you by the right of Muhammad, nothing other than to forgive me. Allah said, how do you know of Muhammad? Adam replied, because when you created me, you blew into me a spirit from me. I lifted my head and I saw written on the supports of the throne, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Thus I knew that you would not conjoin your name except to the most beloved creature to you. Allah replied, and you have spoken the truth, O Adam. Were it not for Muhammad, I would not have created. So this original nature that is in every human being, regardless of color, regardless of religion orientation, regardless of economic class, regardless of education, this original human excellence that's original to every human being, over all time, we know in science it gives us these different layers of human beings. But any human being that was created from the womb of our mother, that human being is clocked in his nature, the original nature, Adam. But that nature, Allah has trusted us with our intellect, our heart, and our mind, our soul, to evolve it up to Muhammad, the model human being. And so when we see in the world today conflicts between religious orientation, conflict between people for authority. All of these things are the result of us getting off of our original nature. Because the human being wants peace, wants complete peace. You know, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, prayer and peace be upon him, it was said of him that he had qalbin salim. He had a peaceful heart. His heart became peaceful because he identified, though he went through that process of trying to find who's in authority. And we know the story, the revelation. And he looked to the moon, looked to the star, to the sun, but he wasn't satisfied. And so it was said that the one who created, designed all these things, he never said. He never decayed. He's always present. So this Ar-Rahman, this merciful benefactor, that is always aware of what we need for our souls and for our society. He gives us the responsibility, Allah gives us the responsibility to cultivate ourselves. That is one of my favorite ayats in the Quran, is Surah 33, ayat 35, where we want to reflect on and finish the first part where it talks about these stages of development that we have to cultivate for ourselves. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشئين والخاشئات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات فأدى الله لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. Surely, the Muslim men and the Muslim women, and the believing men and the believing women, and the devout, the obedient men and the obedient women, the true men and the true women, the men and women who preserve in righteousness and humble themselves, the men and women who give in charity, the men and women who fast and restrict and guard their modesty, the men and women who think much of the remembrance of Allah, Allah has prepared for them a great reward that all of us have the capacity to achieve. It's something that we should take and remind ourselves, especially we're going into the month of Ramadan, a month of training, consciously to refrain from those appetites, things that got unchecked over the years, over the previous years. Those desires that we may have, those habits that we may have taken on. We have a month of training to condition our souls. And I offer you all this ayah, Surah 3, 33, ayah 35, as a reference for us to check ourselves, to see are we still submitted to the will of Allah? Are we keeping our peace with our Lord? It's kind of hard to keep peace with your family, with the society, if you have opposite trust. It's kind of hard to keep trust with relationships if you have doubt or trust in your Lord. We're here as a people, not by accident. We were talking yesterday with the Imam and the brother about this video that's going around about an Islamic miracle in America. And as I kept thinking about it and seeing it and so forth and so on, it's really a reward. It's a reward from Allah to not just America, but to the world. It's a reward to those people who went through those trying times, those worst forms of oppression. Allah has returned those people to their original nature, but also to their original religion, their consciousness. And so we're here not by accident. And we have to share this message, share our story. Another thing we were discussing is about how do we continue to show the value of our history to the next generation. Well, one way is to share your story. Tell us how you came to accept this message. Tell it to your children, your grandchildren. Tell it to the community at large. Because it will be a benefit not just for you to share this gift, this reward, but also you'll be surprised you'll help a lot of people. A lot of people are trying to find out what is their purpose on this. They hear about religion, they hear about this, but they see war, they see killing, and they're confused. You all who've been through what you have been through, you have a beautiful story that brings healing, that will bring healing to the people. So never take for granted the struggles and the trials that you all have been through personally as well as the community. And Allah says that you are the best of communities, brought out of darkness, of oppression, for the good of all mankind. So yes, we are a Muslim community, we are an Islamic community, but we are for the benefit of all humanity. After achieving these different levels of cultivation for our soul, the Muslim, the Mu'min, the one who is righteous and saw the kingdom, the one who is humble. These are just basic human qualities, universal qualities that transcend religion. If you're working at your job and you're not one that's always griping and always being aggressive, you're showing characteristics of being humble. Charity is one of those principles that only Allah knows. Just like other, actually most of our foundational principles, we can profess them, we can talk about them, but really it's only between the Lord that really knows if you're keeping up with them, right? We have Shahada, we could say all day like, nah, you know, Allah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Allah knows how you think. Allah knows how you perceive things. Are you into horoscopes and gambling? Allah is aware of those things. What's your thought? Sometimes we think gambling is just, you know, playing the lottery. There's also with your thinking. You could gamble by taking for granted the faith that we have, the Quran, the revealed word of God, the model prophet in Medina as a model community. We could take that and take that for granted and start putting our faith and our community vision on someone else's psychology, on someone else's ideology. This is a big thing that a lot of Muslims in the world that come here, they struggle. And we know Salat is one of those pillars that we notably see ourselves pray. Are we in a state of peace, in a state of humbleness, and surrendering ourselves to our Lord? And then charity, that's what I want to get back to, charity. Charity is a principle, not just of, you know, paying your subject, paying your charity, but charity is a principle for our psychology. When Imam shared with us the work that you all have done here and establishing this model, this anchor for this model community, because you all have this principle of charity in your thinking, that you weren't just living and working just to pay bills. You wasn't living and working just to have food on your table, just to have a good home. You are working and building for the future. You are working and building for safety and security, to have a place where people can come and be relaxed and not have to be caught up in the hustle and bustle of the environment. So this charity, this zakat, is the principle of purification, purifying our thoughts. So that everything that we engage, we invest. Another translation of zakat is what you invest in. So how we invest our time, invest our wealth, invest our energy in, Allah gives us this foundational principle of our religion to purify it, so that we're doing it for the right reason. And then we know again Ramadan is coming up, and then Hajj. Hajj is that universal principle that we have to be in the forefront of. Especially today when there's so much separation of religion, separation of colors and cultures, we have to be in the forefront as Muslims. Just by just being an example, giving out, we know the prophet, prayer of the future, the father said, when you see a wrong, try to correct it with your hand. If you can't, with your voice, it's not dislike it. Well, Allah has blessed us in being here that we can actually do something about these issues. We have the capacity to do things. And wherever we are limited at, we can at least speak out about it. All of us. We know when the imams come, your imams come, your teachers come, they present to you. But you all, wherever you are in your lifestyle, you have opportunity to speak and to do. This is the obligation of all of us as a Muslim community. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That is, our Lord, give us the good and excellence of this life and the good and excellence of the night and save us from our fiery passion. Amen. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We greet you again with peace. Assalamu alaikum. and Juma Mugabe. As we are in the second part of our program, we would like to bring before us, which I've been sharing wherever I've been going, this insight from Imam Muhammad as a foundational principle for us in our community aspirations. He shares with us, we want a community life. We want a physical environment that will allow us to live up to the Muslim excellence. As an individual, as a family, and as a community. As a political unit, speak well of us as followers of Muhammad the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, who established the best, the perfect society. And when we look at this from where we come from, our history of this community to embrace al-Islam, to do for self-spirit, to build in a nation, and we've got a transition into autonomy, self-responsibility, family responsibility, community responsibility to our local community. And we are in a situation now where not only are we able to establish this model for ourselves, but for the general public. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, you see people asking or looking for guidance. And we have been given the perfect model, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the completed book. Sometimes we take for granted, maybe not us here. I always have to make my, disclaimer, that when the Muezzin or the Imam speaks, I know this by being among them, when they're speaking, they're not necessarily speaking to you all directly about your situation or you as a person, but knowing our condition as a people. And we like to, when we look at you all, and you all are part of us. And this is, we see this in the Prophet, praise be upon him. When the Prophet led anything he didn't do anything unless it was outlined in the Quran. This is just for the Prophet, especially like with his wives and certain things. Other than that, everything that the Prophet did, the believers had to do. There's no, we don't have a priesthood. We don't have, you know, only certain people do that and other people don't. Our religion is a universal, complete religion. And so I just say that as my disclaimer, that when we speak of certain issues that, and sometimes we do go through those issues as well. You know, we do have those periods of struggle. But Allah has chosen you all, those who answered the call. Allah has favored you all. And so you all, we are all in this together. And so when we think about people calling out for guidance, sometimes the Muslim and the believer has to use what Allah has given us as our resource. We might not be the wealthiest, we might not be the most knowledgeable, but Allah has given us a resource that transcends all of it, and that's the guidance of God. So get familiar with the Quran, if not in Arabic, at least in the translation. Because in the Quran, there's guidance for all mankind, for all time. No matter how advanced we get, no matter how much technology we have, we still can use the insight from the Quran. And the model, not only do we have a perfect and complete book, we also have a model to exemplify that book. And then even on top of that, Allah has given us, in this part of the world, another model to tailor fit to our condition. There's something about the human being, we want something specifically for us, even in our body, right? Our fingerprints. Every one of us have our individual fingerprints. Allah has put a perfect print on each of us. So it is with faith, so it is with our way of life. It's tailor fit for our life, no matter what we go through. And again, we have to not give it in a way to fantasize it or to romanticize it, but just to remind ourselves, because we don't see it so much, right? Because our environment, that's what we do. We reference Imam because we have to have an environment that complements this logic. We can't be comfortable just having this knowledge, this guidance, this insight, and be comfortable among ourselves. So we have to expand. We have to grow, not just for ourselves, but for the environment itself, for the people. And there's another reference called the, I'm not going to be able to read all of this, we'll leave it with Imam inshallah. It's called the Enterprising Muslim. The Enterprising Muslim, inshallah, you got to find it. The Enterprising Muslim, is where the Imam gives us direction on where we should be collectively. And we know that in our religion of Al-Islam, we have individuals' responsibilities and rights, but we also have collective obligations and collective rights. One of those obligations, several of them, one of them is if one of our members pass away, we're obligated as Muslims to make sure that they get a proper burial. This is a collective obligation. We want to establish ourselves as excellent for the Muslim life, first of all. Then we do it for the good of American life, for the good of American religious life. But we also want to make worldly contributions. We not only want to get a piece of the world, we want to make worldly material contributions to the generation or to the greatness of America. Muslim African Americans included, Muslim Americans and other Muslims of America, a contribution from our excellence that we can produce out of the world, an achievement for worldly excellence is what we want. And so while we are this unique community that has been through what we've been through, we are still responsible as Muslims to connect with other Muslims, other people of faith, other religious communities. We cannot allow the shaitan this influence, this thinking. When we say shaitan is this thinking, it's an influence that addresses our thinking, that makes it seem like we can do it on our own. We are as beautiful as we are, and as impactful and rich as we are as a community, we're still a minority. We're still a small community. President Peace be upon him said, Jahidu wa rabitu. Make strong efforts, but make alliances. Reach out to your neighbor. Another beautiful thing that Imam showed us is that in your parameter, you have met your neighbors. They have your number, then you have their number. This is a beautiful sign of what has to continue with you all in your efforts. And it's a beautiful opportunity to share that with others throughout the country. I come from the East Coast, and we're traveling in different places, individually as well as collectively, to connect, to keep in contact with the excellence of our community. So let us know for certain that our life has not complete. We're not done yet. We still have more work to do as a community. So I just wanted to share this brief message with you all to give you the strength. If you already have the strength, of course, this is added strength. Because we're in a time where everything is uncertain. One minute you could be here, and one minute you could see someone, and next minute they're not here, and so forth. So not just in life and death, but even in thinking, you could see your child one day, you know, loving boy, and the next day something happens, right? And so we have to keep the fight alive. Keep the strength that you all have, you pioneers, you strong pioneers. Keep that strength and encourage your next generation. Trust them as Allah has trusted you. This trust that Allah has given all human beings, it's a trust that is called al-amanah. And this trust is a trust that the one who is entrusted with it has the capacity to hold the lines of the trust, but he also or she also has the ability to go straight from the trust. So you have to trust Allah as Allah has entrusted us. And it says in the Quran, after that ayah, Allah entrusted us, that certain one was foolish, right? So quick to jump up and not handle the trust. So Allah has given us patience and prayer that we can sustain the opportunity to hold on to the trust. One more thing before we close the show. In the Muslim word of life, our Imam shares something in reference to forgiveness. And as I was reflecting on it, I wasn't going to read it, but I'm sure you all are familiar with it. But one thing that I thought about in relation to forgiveness is how we treat each other and the issues that we may have. And we know we're not all perfect. And it is better to forgive while you can than regret when you can't. And so this is a crucial principle that over the years of my experience with our community always gets in the way. There's something that someone has to hang up on someone or something that prevents progress. So we thank thank Allah if you all have triumphed over that. That's a victory also. To not be caught up on things that happen, not to overlook them, of course, but we have to see the best of each other. See the best of each other. Because our children, they're watching us. And they hear how we speak in the masjid, and they hear how we speak at home. Right? They know how we deal with each other in the public and how we deal with each other in private as well as in the masjid. So don't take for granted those little idiosyncrasies of how we could cover things to ourselves, but it may not come across that much coming to other people. I just wanted to share that with you in closing. We're thankful to be here with you all today and inshallah tomorrow. We're asking Allah to meet you all and the guidance that you all need to be a benefit to you all. We're here to help and serve the community and the excellence of your leadership. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. But if our Lord give us the good in this life and then give us the good in the next, our Lord, let our hearts deviate now after you have guided us and grant us strength with our bounty. For you are the one who never fails in his promise. And he promised his son.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة وشط ذات الأكمام والحب ذو الأسد والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله أكبر.
They came up from Louisville, Kentucky.
Anybody have any questions, any comments on the internet? Did I say anything? Okay. I should have asked you this last night. Did you bring your extra fire?
I got a couple.
Yeah, this girl's got lean bean pie.
Oh, yeah.
You want to train or something?
I told my wife last night, man, this camp didn't tell me about the fresh egg. When you bake a bean pie with the farm egg, the guy gave me a cotton egg, and I made some bean pie for her. I said, I'll put this pie up, and we'll tell them out, man, what's up? I told his daughter, I'll put this pie up against this camp
and say,
here,
pie. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
And also, he has, it's kind of like, laying dormant right now. He teased the world with him, then made it put it in dormancy. He called a pake. Like cake, take the C off and put a P on the side. It's a mixture of a pie and a cake. With cream cheese? Cheesecake and bean pie. Oh, man, you got milk? You know, I'm like, stuck a chip in already. No, he didn't bring that.
That's the cheese.
Yeah. A pake. You know how many, she go on Facebook and you put in pake, it may come up. I hear this family sing the song, but you sing the song with it? They got a little song with it. So, yeah. Any more announcements? Oh, we got celebrity in the house. You. Family Feud. You know, where are those dates again?
The 18th and the 19th.
Of April. Yes. So they only have 2 days. Take something.
I won't wait to see it. I don't want to get
it. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
Hey.